This is Jay Sekulow. It's time to call out the Obamacare Republicans.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Hopefully he's can be persuasive and let the people know that Republicans who refuse to vote, if it's just no matter what their bill is, that means they are for Obamacare. And they have to understand that, and hopefully that message can come through.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
I am disappointed because for so many years I've been hearing repeal and replace. I'm sitting in the Oval Office right next door, pen in hand, waiting to sign something. And I'll be waiting, and eventually we're going to get something done, and it's going to be very good.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Well, we've got interesting news developments. Let me tell you, this fight on healthcare, far from over, but an interesting op-ed in the Wall Street Journal. And, it reads, GOP stares down losses on healthcare bill. But the actual head on this, yeah. Here's the interesting aspect. It's called the Obamacare Republicans, actually the title of this. And here's the last line. The Obamacare Republicans are betting voters won't remember, but implosions this consequential take a long time to forget. Strong words out of the Wall Street Journal. By the way, echoing what we've been saying, we said yesterday, far from over, though. We're talking about a vote next week on full repeal. Let's talk about what that means. Than Bennett's with us in Washington, D.C., Jordan, let's talk. We've been meeting about this before. Phone lines are open at 800-684-3110. The president is being very, very clear on this. We had that sound from the president. Here's what he said.
I am disappointed because for so many years I've been hearing repeal and replace. I'm sitting in the Oval Office right next door, pen in hand, waiting to sign something. And I'll be waiting. And eventually we're going to get something done. And it's going to be very good.
So the president's... it's far from giving up, I'll tell you that. I mean, that's very clear. Jordan?
Yeah, the issue here, I think yesterday, including the New York Times, is getting these news alerts, healthcare is the repeal of Obamacare is dead. Well, these U.S. senators would not be boarding a bus as they are right now at the U.S. Capitol to head over to the White House if that was the case. There is actually a vote likely coming because of the urging of President Trump and Vice President Pence early next week in the U.S. Senate. So the idea that it's dead cannot be said until those votes are taken and we see what passes and what does not pass. But I will tell you, with this Wall Street Journal op-ed, yes, you can look at people like Rand Paul, Mike Lee, Senator Moran as well, and say, you know, this is really their fault because if you would have had their votes, you could have at least gotten the repeal and replace. We could have gotten phase one of this complete. Even the House Freedom Caucus, okay, the most conservative members of Congress, more conservative than these senators, by the way. They were okay with a deal like this. They understood this, a multi-phase program. But listen, if we're talking about this, what they want to call repeal Obamacare, the straight-up repeal, which we explained is not really a full repeal.
Right.
I'm fine with that, but we got to get there. You know, we've got to get there, and there's senators standing in the way. Moran from Kansas, Portman from Ohio, Murkowski from Alaska, Capito from West Virginia, Heller from Nevada. An interesting point, all five of them have already voted this exact same, I mean, word for word
exact
language.
Exact same language
voted
in
yes.
2015. Exact same language. They voted yes
and now
to repeal.
No.
And now, because they're in authority and it actually can happen, they're failing to do it, which is what I said yesterday on Twitter, and I said it also on the radio broadcast. Was it a real vote or was it an election vote? And that's really the question that's being asked now. I'll tell you something else. Than, quickly, well, we only got 55 seconds. Than, give us a 15-second overview on where we are.
Well, I'll just very quickly say there's a difference between saying they will vote no and then actually forcing them to take that vote. Jay, next week, the United States Senate needs to take this vote and force these senators to tell their constituents whether or not they were telling the truth.
All right. We're going to take your calls. The lines are already Logan Jam, but we are taking comments on Facebook and Periscope. A radio audience is calling in already.
That's right. Phone lines just consider our jam, but some will open up. 1-800-684-3110. You can get your comments in always on social media. That's at facebook.com/JaySekulow. Look at the latest posts, the live video. Same on Periscope. Search for Jay Sekulow. Actually, Twitter at Jay Sekulow. A lot of people watching that way now. You can find it at Jay Sekulow. It's be the latest post, most likely. You'll see it's a live video. You can get your comments in on Facebook and Periscope. We take some of those during the show and during the break. Again, phone lines are jam, but they'll open up 1-800-684-3110. We're right back with more on Jay Sekulow Live.
It's a challenging time for our nation. Our values, our freedoms are under assault. That's why it's critical to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. At the ACLJ, we're engaging a number of vital issues. We're standing up in defense of life at the Supreme Court. We're challenging the Obama administration's shadow government in federal court. We're working with Congress to stop the flow of hundreds of millions of dollars a year in taxpayer funds to the abortion giant, Planned Parenthood. And we're working to replace Obamacare. The work of the ACLJ is vital, and we could not do it without your generous support. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now and call 1-877-989-2255. Or you can go online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks. From Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando, Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110. Phone lines are jammed. We'll get to those in a minute. So now we're looking at a vote Tuesday. I want Van Bennett in our office in Washington, D.C. to walk everybody through exactly the procedure of what's going to take place here. By the way, the way the Wall Street Journal is posed this, which is interesting, I think it's right. The move from Majority Leader Mitch McConnell means that the Senate GOP leaders plan to hold a vote they expect to lose. An unusual move that may be designed to let the Senate quickly move on from health care debate to other issues. But let me tell you that I don't like going into votes, by the way, expecting to lose. I go into a case expecting that I've got to convince a majority, so I never assume I've won. But I go in there fighting. And this is, I guess, the real question here. Is this a real fight or is this a political show?
Well, look, the only way this vote loses, Jay, is if politicians turn tail and vote opposite of what they did just a couple of years ago. If politicians vote the way they did when they were campaigning, this vote will succeed. And just very quickly, Jay, I think it's important for people to understand what the very first vote procedurally here is. It's called the motion to proceed. And here's the only thing it asks, Jay. Are you willing to debate this topic? Because if that passes, the bill comes to the floor, and guess what can happen? Any senator on any side of the aisle can offer any amendment to make any changes to the bill that they would like. If these senators are not even willing to get on this bill and debate it, it tells you that they should not be here in Washington, D.C.
What are you hearing, Jordan?
I mean, this is the Washington Post when they can gloat the most. And what are they gloating about? Murkowski and Capito. Why? They're pointing out the hypocrisy just like we are. But the left, they love to do it. But we're not afraid to do it either. Because they even write in the Washington Post, the headline is, "The Health 202 passed is not prologue for GOP senators who voted for health care repeal before." And they go on to say that even though nearly every sitting Republican voted for the same measure back in 2015, the only exception to that was Susan Collins. She's not being a hypocrite here. She voted against it once. Despite the Congressional Budget Office projection of what it would cost Americans, the difference then was that the Republicans knew an outright repeal wouldn't become law, not with a Democrat president in the White House. Well, it's a totally different story now for Lisa Murkowski and Shelley Moore Capito, the senators from Alaska and West Virginia, with President Trump waiting on the sidelines to sign whatever bill Republicans send his way, chopping at Obamacare. So they are also being called out, yep, even in their – and these are the ones that love their mainstream media.
Yeah,
these
well,
are those – these are the – I like to call them – they call them the Obamacare Republicans or whatever. I like to call them the MSNBC Republicans. They're the ones that you'll find regularly on that kind of a network discussing their issues. That's because, for the most part, they're pro-abortion, very moderate on the issue. But Murkowski and Capito, who you could put in that category, still voted
no. They voted
to repeal.
Yes, to appeal, repeal. Yeah. So they no to Obamacare, yes to repeal. West Virginia's Shelley Moore Capito came out against the bill this morning, the Wall Street Journal, with a statement that began as this. As I said before, I did not come to Washington to hurt people. Now, this is a senator that voted for repeal
exact same
two years ago. The exact same language that's up. Now she's saying he's worried about hurting people. And this is what the Wall Street Journal says. Does she honestly think so little of her colleagues and the party she chose to affiliate with to insult them so casually? This moral grandstanding would be more persuasive if Ms. Capito hadn't pledged to, quote, turn the tide from a Washington that tells us who our doctors are and delivers a lower quality of care at the 2016 GOP convention. And I would add to it, she also voted in 2015 for this exact same language. So we've got to hold these Republicans to it. What are we hearing on Facebook? And then we'll take a call, Logan.
Yeah, Christina said, I guess we'll see their true colors now and see what happens. So interesting comment. Let's take a call, though. Okay. Let's go to Will, who's calling in California on line three.
Hi, Will.
How you guys doing? You
Good.
Guys doing such a great job.
Thanks.
And my question is this. To those who want the Obamacare and they don't want it changed, is it possible for our president to let them have it? And to those who voted for Trump and wanted the new care, can we separate that so there will be two types of healthcare?
Yeah, that's a very interesting question, Will. And the answer is if under the repeal plan and the way it would roll out, people would be able to buy plans that were the Obamacare-type plan with maximum, mm-hmm. you know, the minimum coverage set per the Obamacare. That'll be in the marketplace. The difference will be you're not going to be required to buy that plan. You'll have multiple options. And maybe there'll actually be competition in the states again. So that's really what you're talking about here.
Yeah, I think even those Obamacare-type plans that have all of those added benefits, many of which most people don't need. I mean, the way it was thrown together was that, you know, everybody was paying for maternal issues, even men. So I think that even with there, you could strip certain parts out that will never apply to you as an individual man. Now, if you're talking about family plans, I think those will come down in price under this because they will be able to offer other plans to people. So the insurance companies will actually be selling more plans that actually work. If you buy like a middle of the road plan, you will be able to go see your doctor, which is right now. You can have these plans from the exchange, and you cannot get a doctor to see you because they know that they won't get reimbursed. You know, we don't talk about the flip side of this for the doctors. The reason why they're not taking those patients is they're never getting paid.
Well, and it's been horrible for the medical profession. I mean, absolutely horrendous. I mean, these doctors, that's why they're not taking them. Because, it's a disaster. Now, here's an interesting aspect of this. Again, I keep going back to this. Will pointed this out this morning, and it's worth reiterating this Wall Street Journal piece. So if Republicans can't be trusted to fulfill a core commitment to voters, whether repeal or replace or simply reduce the burden of government, then what is the point of electing Republicans? They said, quote, sorry, it was too hard, isn't a winning 2018 message. And botching healthcare reform will add to the betrayal narrative that has so inflamed conservative politics. Could you imagine walking into a Supreme Court case and the question comes from the justice and I respond back by saying, oh, that's a really hard question to answer. That's definitely too hard. We don't answer the hard questions. You got to do the hard stuff to get this done. And then here's the question I've got for you. And then, Logan, let's grab another call because people are calling in like crazy. It is a hard thing to do, but a lot of people are saying that this is just a put-up vote just to get it done and over with and say we tried and we can't do it. We should not accept that as the issue.
Well, look, being a U.S. senator in some ways is hard, but it's not that hard, Jay. You simply have to do what you tell your voters you will do. And these two senators, and actually there's more, but the voters of West Virginia and Alaska were told that the people they elected were going to come here and get rid of Obamacare. And look, they want to blame Democrats, Jay, and it's true. Democrats did not come to the table to negotiate. But guess what? Democrats were not voted in to repeal Obamacare. Republicans were. And so it's the Republicans that have to deliver to their voters what they promised.
Yeah, by the way, we've got a petition up at ACLJ.org, and we urge you to sign it. Logan, you want to take a comment, or do you want to go right to the phones again?
A lot of people are commenting. There was one that came through. We kind of addressed this during the break, and maybe for people that are watching don't know. Someone's actually commented from Nicholas on Facebook, said, what distinguishes you from groups that won't file lawsuits against those agencies?
This is a question about, we have filed a brand new lawsuit here against the United States National Security Agency on the unmasking issue. Because even though they said they were going to respond on an expedited basis to the FOIA request that we sent in, And this is an issue that has been percolating for a while, as most of you know. And by the way, wasn't Susan Rice and Samantha Power supposed to testify? We'll talk about where that all is. But we filed a lawsuit on this because, well, look, we've challenged government agencies before. We did that with the IRS and successfully won. By the way, closed the last file on that as far as the exemption goes. The Albuquerque Tea Party Group finally, after 8 years, got their exemption. 8 years. We got it, but it took 8 years to go into federal court, then going into an appeals process inside the IRS, which, by the way, was an agency I used to work for right out of law school. And we filed a lawsuit against the IRS with that whole targeting scandal that went on a couple years ago. When people say, by the way, what do you all know about these kind of investigations? Well, what was the biggest scandal on government targeting in the last, say, decade? It was the IRS. Who handled that? We did. And we won. And we won at the Court of Appeals, reversed the trial court judge. And we're proceeding now in court on that case. But we also have now gotten all of the clients that were pending their exemption. But this is that was a good question, though. What distinguishes us from others?
And the second point I would say, there's two issues. One, fear. Most of those groups would be afraid of taking on the IRS because of their own issues that they may fear the IRS retribution, which is wrong in America, but is a way a lot of people think about it. Same thing goes for the intelligence agency. But the third point to that, for me, is that we have the resources because of all of you. We are able to take these massive government entities to court and fight them out in a way that they can't even stay up with. And they've got unlimited resources because, you know what, a lot of these bureaucrat lawyers, let's be honest, not the best lawyers in the world, not used to having to go up against the ACLJ. They are used to kind of administrative hearings and document requests. So when they actually have to get before judges and their only excuse is we're the government, we don't have to give that information or sorry, which is what they do. I mean, we've been to these hearings. These judges won't take it anymore. And in the NSA's case, I'm sure some of this is classified. Of course, we note that in there.
Right.
But we're not afraid of saying, hey, you told us you wanted expedited review.
You give us expedited review.
We gave you your time period.
They told us they'd give it to us.
We are now filing against you in federal court. Now, they could turn around and start complying.
Good.
That would be great. But usually, these are major legal battles against government entities that are very entrenched.
Yep. It's the bureaucrats that are deeply entrenched. Because, you know, they talk about the deep state. It is the deep state. And it's the fourth. I call it the fourth branch of government. It's these bureaucrats that are running these things. And it doesn't matter. And once I said, it almost doesn't matter who the president of the United States is. All right, Logan, we're going to break. We're taking more calls when we come back.
That's right. No lines are open, but some will open up. 1-800-684-3110. We will take some comments during the break as well. And exclusive videos. If you're not watching online, it's a different way, different approach. You can see us. You can talk to us. A different way to enjoy the broadcast. Again, that's at ACLJ.org, Facebook, or Periscope. Also on Twitter. You can send us your comments that way. Tweet at Jay Sekulow, at Jordan Sekulow, at Logan Sekulow, or at ACLJ. Get your comments in. You can follow us there as well. And like I said, phone lines are just jammed right now.
Yeah, don't forget our matching challenge at ACLJ.org. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ, we get a matching gift for. We encourage you to do that at ACLJ.org. Back with more in just a moment.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. It's a challenging time for our nation. Our values, our freedoms are under assault. That's why it's critical to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. At the ACLJ, we're engaging a number of vital issues. We're standing up in defense of life at the Supreme Court. We're challenging the Obama administration's shadow government in federal court. We're working with Congress to stop the flow of hundreds of millions of dollars a year in taxpayer funds to the abortion giant, Planned Parenthood. And we're working to replace Obamacare. The work of the ACLJ is vital, and we could not do it without your generous support. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. please stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now and call 1-877-989-2255. Or you can go online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your call at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. You know, we're trying to find some ads that were run by some of these Republicans that are saying now they're going to vote against repeal when they were running ads saying we're voting for repeal. Of course, they also voted for repeal in 2015 when they knew it would have been not successful because President Obama would have vetoed it. But now they can, now it will be signed by the president. But let me again play what the president said. He is ready to sign this. Here we go.
I am disappointed because for so many years I've been hearing repeal and replace. I'm sitting in the Oval Office right next door, pen in hand, waiting to sign something, and I'll be waiting, and eventually we're going to get something done, and it's going to be very good.
Yeah, but we, you know, he's got the Senate leadership coming in today, Republican leadership, to get this moving, so the vote's going to be, first vote could be actually Tuesday on this. All right, let's go ahead, Logan, and grab some calls. As well.
All right, let's go to Don. Is calling in North Carolina. His question that I think we can address.
Hi, Don.
You're on the air.
Hey, how are you?
Yep.
I want to know why we have to wait, because we've waited all this time. My deductible is $6,000. I've got 5-year-old twins and a 3-year-old, and now my monthlies is close to $900, close to $1,000 a month. It's like,
plus,
we can't
you, I mean, I want everybody to understand what you just said. $6,000 deductible, and you're paying
$1,000.
$12,000 a year. So let me explain to you what that means. $18,000 a year for okay coverage. Is that about the truth, Don? It's okay.
Man, it's not okay coverage.
It's not even
everything
that good.
Everything that we were promised is a lie. Why do we have to wait? Why don't we have, you know what? I think we need to repeal and replace Congress and Senate.
You get to do that every couple of years if you like. But, you know, Logan can relate to the twins.
Oh, yeah. I know it's expensive. A lot of diapers. A lot of, but now you're 5. Hopefully you're fine. You're out of that. But, yeah. But it's expensive because you're doubling everything.
But, I mean, you look at that. There's a real, but there's, I'm glad Don called, because this is the real, $6,000 deductible, $12,000 a year for his insurance. So it's really going to cost him $20,000 before he starts. And he says his coverage is not even that good.
Yeah.
And then we got doctors that, as Jordan, as you said, don't even want to take the coverage.
And the problem is then people are not going in to get regular screenings, regular appointments,
right.
Because when you got a $6,000 deductible,
right.
It ain't it,
and the copays are so high.
Yeah, we're not talking about the $30 visit here. We're talking, I mean, I can't even imagine what it is for his family, because you've got to reach those kind of levels
right.
Before the copay kicks in.
This is why, folks, this is the Republicans can control this, you know. This, I mean, they're in control, so act like it. We talked about yesterday, leadership. Leading is part of leadership. And that seems to be, I mean, this is, I've been arguing cases too many years, doing cases for 40 years. And I asked myself, how could you go into a case unprepared like this? Oh, we're now in authority, the Republican Party, they're now in authority. So now repeal and replace. Do we really want to do that? No, we really don't, because it was all a what? A put up. So now hold them accountable for this and make them vote.
I think for people out
let's
there.
Let's run those ads that they put up running on repeal and replace. Let's start playing those ads this week until we have the vote.
I know we have a mix of listeners, some who've got the young children, like the last caller, others who are older, kids may be grown up, and even some maybe who are younger who don't have kids yet. You have a $6,000 deductible. That means that caller has got to pay out of pocket $6,000 before the insurance he spends $1,000 a month for kicks in. So is that before copays and that kicks in? Does he not get copays or any of that?
They may have a copay per, but now the copays have gone through the roof.
This would be like for procedures?
Sometimes they don't. No, I mean, and sometimes the copay doesn't come in. I had medical issue. They covered nothing.
Yeah.
And we have a good plan for our staff and our team. And, I mean, literally zero. When I looked at the bill when it came in, zero. Paid by your insurance company, nothing. And this tells you the nature of what it is. All right, Logan, what are you seeing online? And let's grab one. We got the phone lines are
Jackie
jammed up.
Said she called, tweeted, and emailed a representative and demanded they vote to repeal. So a lot of people are commenting about that. I've been writing to my senator every day. That's from Cindy. So got a lot of people are reaching out and trying. Hopefully their voice is being heard. Let's take a call, though. Let's go to Jim. Explain some of the process here. Jim's in Akron, Ohio. You're on the air.
Hey, Jim.
How you doing?
Good.
My question was, Rand Paul, Ben Shapiro, Mark Levin, and others are calling this a Trump care as if it is a permanent plan going to be put in place, not as a reconciliation bill, you know, a three-step as you have explained since the beginning.
This is still just I didn't mean to cut you off there. It's still just a reconciliation bill. Understand that.
The opposition to this has been, the conservative opposition to this has been absolutely wrong. They talk, if there is this repeal vote that they like to call it, fine. You want to call it that? It's fine with me. With a big asterisk that the statute, like the individual mandate, is still on the books. You're not getting rid of that. So tell Ben Shapiro that and Mark Levin that's not going anywhere under their idea of repeal. They didn't like the replacement part. Okay, so but now we're talking about the repeal part, which is a repeal with an asterisk. So even now they've gotten to where they wanted, okay? And but you know, if you listen to their broadcasts, you put in comments on any of their comments, ask them, doesn't the individual mandate stay on the books forever under repeal that they're talking about? Because that's all that can be done under reconciliation.
Well, let's go to Than Bennett on that. Than, go ahead. You're the government affairs leader of our team. Go ahead. What does it mean?
That's absolutely right. Jordan is exactly correct. What will come up, no matter what happens next week, Jay, is a reconciliation package. You cannot statutorily remove the individual mandate or the employer mandate under this. And I would just say to the caller's point about Rand Paul, he actually is willing to get on the bill and debate it now. He was not before when it was repeal and replace. I disagreed with him then, but he is now willing to bring it to the floor. Those who are not are ones like Senator Moran, Portman, Murkowski, Capito, and Heller. Those are the ones who have to be willing to debate this next week.
That's exactly correct. All right. Logan, do you think we can squeeze a call in so we can free up some lines?
Sure, yeah. Let's go to Floyd in Nevada. He's been holding a while.
Floyd, hey, Floyd, go ahead.
Floyd, you there?
I'd like to say this. Is, you know, I've been driving truck all my life.
Yes, sir.
And when I hire on to a job, if I can't perform the duties or do not perform the duties that I say I can, I get fired.
Right.
You know, and you've got senators out there that got the job because they promised things and said that they're going to do their duties, and yet they're not performing them. And that's where they should be, is fired. They should be. It shouldn't have to wait 2 years.
Well, listen, Floyd, I mean, the elections have consequences, and these people were running on the repeal of Obamacare. And we're looking at finding those ads, right, Will? Okay? We're going to find those ads, and we're going to run those ads on these broadcasts that they ran in their states. I think that was a great idea. I think we just got to say, okay, really, you ran on this, you said you were going to do this, and then, by the way, can we find the audio of the 2015 vote where they called the senators and they had each one of them say yes to repeal? I like to play that, too. So someone's going to say, you know, you're playing really hardball here. Well, you know what? We're lawyers. That's what we do. It's evidence, folks, and let's show the evidence, because this is, frankly, this is bordering on the absurd right now.
So let's make sure in our first half hour we give out their phone number.
Yes, let's do it.
So it's the Capitol Switchboard, so you can contact any of these senators I'm about to name with this one number. So you can write it down, 202-224-3121. Call Senator Moran from Kansas, Senator Portman from Ohio, Senator Murkowski from Alaska, Senator Capito from West Virginia, and Senator Heller from Nevada, 202-224-3121, and you're asking them, cast the same vote that you cast in December of 2015 to repeal Obamacare.
All right, Logan, we're going to be back with a lot more. If you only get the half hour of the program, which most stations now are covering the full hour, of them are, you need to.
Yep.
Logan,
if you don't, or you just want a different experience, you can log online, aclj.org, Facebook. Just search for Jay Sekulow. Go to the Jay Sekulow official page, facebook.com/Jay Sekulow. Periscope. You can also search for Jay Sekulow. You can find us broadcasting on Twitter. And again, at aclj.org. You can get us archived later on the ACLJ app, which is available in the App Store for your iPhone, your iPad, Apple TV. You can also find a channel in the Roku Store, and you can subscribe to the Jay Sekulow Live podcast, available however you get your podcast, like iTunes or everything. All right, we'll be right back. Second half hour of Jay Sekulow Live.
It's a challenging time for our nation. Our values, our freedoms are under assault. That's why it's critical to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now and call 1-877-989-2255. Or you can go online at aclj.org.
We'll be right back.
big fan of the Jay Sekulow Band, but also a big fan of that song, Fooling Yourself. I think as a bonus today, at the end of this broadcast, for our Facebook and Periscope friends, we're going to play you the whole song. And we may play some of it during one of the breaks. So there you go. And that'll be a lot of fun because we're not going to let you fool yourself. All right, we're talking about health care reform. Here's what we're – let me tell you where we are on this. We are going to call out the Republicans that voted on the issue in 2015, in December 2015, the exact same language that's coming up next week on repeal of Obamacare, and they voted yes. And then they ran ads for their reelection saying we've got to repeal health care. Here is – which one is this? Is this Capito, Senator Capito. Here's what she did in I guess – 2017 or 2016. Here you go.
With Obamacare, we're losing our choice of doctors, a higher deductible, a higher premium. That inhibits our choice, and those are things that West Virginians hold dear.
Shelley Moore Capito supports having your health insurance cover pre-existing illnesses and be portable from job to job.
Healthcare is going to get more expensive. It's going to be more costly for small businesses. This administration has put a big damper on our way of life and our love of freedom.
I'm Shelley Moore Capito, and I approve this message.
Yeah, except when you have to vote. And it doesn't appear you really want to approve that message when you want to vote, because she had a statement saying, I don't want to make this so difficult for the American people, which is difficult for the American people right now. This is going to be a step towards fixing it. But explain that to me. What has changed since 2015 and today?
Oh, I know.
I know what has changed. It actually would become law. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. So it really wasn't a real vote. It really was an election vote. Go ahead.
And that should make people sick in West Virginia. I mean, the fact is they had to fight hard to get a Republican elected there in the statewide vote. It just doesn't happen often. It's a red state when it comes to presidential elections. But they have a lot of moderate Democrats there. They have the Joe Manchin types, who, by the way, I heard Chris Christie say, I think it's right. You know, it's like they throw Joe Manchin up every day to say, we want to work with everybody. Everybody wants to work together. Has Joe Manchin worked with anyone? No. And is he even – he's an outlier of his own party. He technically on paper may be more conservative than Capito.
Yep.
But he's not a Republican, and he doesn't – you know, he does not cross party lines. He acts like he does. He actually – I heard him describe himself as a conservative Democrat. You can't hold up, I stand with Planned Parenthood signs one day and then call yourself a conservative Democrat. Right. The next day, hold up, I don't like Planned Parenthood. The truth is, though, West Virginia's got like that issue going on. But Capito herself beat a Democrat because she voted to do this and ran ads. She has doubled down politically on her career and may not be a household name when it comes to the senators, because I said she's more of an MSNBC senator on the Republican side. But at the same time, it's not like she was a no vote like Susan Collins. Neither was Murkowski from Alaska. They were all anti-Obamacare, all screaming and shouting about it and raising money off of it and getting elected over it. And as we've all said, why even go to the U.S. Senate if you can't even do what your campaign ad said? This is not like a secondary issue.
Right.
This is literally your campaign ads. The reason why your strategist thought you could win were by putting ads like this up to get people motivated to vote for you, and now you won't do it.
All right, so Logan, what is the reaction on our social media feeds? Because our phone lines are jammed.
It's a good comment. Brian just said, why do they not want to repeal it?
All right, so Than Bennett, our director of government affairs, why do they not want to repeal it? The Republicans.
It's a great question.
Or these four,
honestly, I should say.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I think they're addicted to the centralized power of Washington, D.C. Now that they control that power, Jay. I got to be honest. I mean, and look, to Jordan's point about Joe Manchin and Shelley Moore Capito, is there really any difference? Because when this vote comes up next week, you know, if they both do what they're saying, guess what they're both going to vote for? They're both going to vote for their voters in West Virginia being stuck with the exploding premiums under Obamacare. Because if they both vote no, those West Virginia voters are going to keep Obamacare.
I thought about it this way, guys. I was thinking, like, why do we even care about the Republican majority more in the Senate? The only thing I can think of is the Supreme Court.
Yep.
That is it. It's not the other nominations, because they can't even get through the non-lifetime, the political appointees. They're not very good at that. They let the Democrats run roughshod over that. It's only the Supreme Court that's worth even spending the money or getting out the vote for these senators. I'm not talking about House members, these senators. That's a big deal. And that's, I think, how they hold on, is because Republicans still want to make sure you get those potential Supreme Court vacancies through. But listen, have they done anything on the other nominees?
Nothing.
They've been horrendous. They've let the Democrats act like they're the majority party.
All right, we're going to be back with more, including your calls. Don't forget the matching challenge at ACLJ.org. Back with more in just a moment.
It's a challenging time for our nation. Our values, our freedoms are under assault. That's why it's critical to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. At the ACLJ, we're engaging a number of vital issues. We're standing up in defense of life at the Supreme Court. We're challenging the Obama administration's shadow government in federal court. We're working with Congress to stop the flow of hundreds of millions of dollars a year in taxpayer funds to the abortion giant, Planned Parenthood. And we're working to replace Obamacare. The work of the ACLJ is vital, and we could not do it without your generous support. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now and call 1-877-989-2255. Or you can go online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks. From Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando, Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. So Shelley Capito from West Virginia, who voted no in 2015 and voted yes for the repeal, no to Obamacare. She wanted it repealed. Same language that's coming up this week, next week, that she says, no, I'm not going to do it now. Not only did she run an ad, I am going to play for you her floor speech, a portion of it, from 2015, the week of the repeal vote. Listen to what she said.
By repealing Obamacare, we can revisit the problems caused by the health care law and the problems that existed before, replace them with reforms that work, and protect those whose coverage has been disrupted. In order to ensure individuals do not lose access to current coverage, this Obamacare repeal bill will provide a 2-year transition period. This period will give us time to enact alternative reforms that will provide access to quality, affordable care without disrupting coverage.
Really? Sounds pretty convincing, by the way. Good argument.
Yeah.
Too bad you didn't believe it. Or maybe you will now, because we're starting to call you out on it, because this is what's absurd here.
Because this bill also includes that 2-year time period.
Exactly this. No, it's exactly
it's
the same.
The same legislation.
Yes.
That she went to the floor and so eloquently defended in a very, I think, bipartisan way is, listen, we're not going to leave everybody hanging.
Right.
It's this 2-year transition. So during that time, we'll figure something out. Which, by the way, I think the Senate would. I think the Democrats would have to work with people. And people like Shelley Moore Capito would get things that they wanted for their state as well. But they are weak because they don't want to own anything.
Nothing.
They think that they're not going to.
Right.
But let me tell you, primary challenger. All you have to do is run that ad over and over again.
Well, and that floor speech. So, you know, Andy, you and
even
I do.
A conservative Democrat may be able to challenge her on that.
You know, you could take past statements of a witness and put them on and use that to cross-examine.
Impeach the credibility of the witness. That's right.
I mean, this is why this is, you know, they think they can get away with this, as if the American people aren't going to figure this out.
I mean, really, the fact of the matter is, I wish I had her on the witness stand, because I'd like to ask her, what is different now or different then? I mean, were you lying now, or you lying then, or have you been lying all the time? But she's misleading the people of West Virginia who elected her to this position. In April in 2015, she voted against Obamacare. Now she won't vote against it. I mean, if I were a primary challenger and I lived in West Virginia,
yep,
which I don't, but if I did, I would certainly have a field day with her.
Yep. All right, let's go ahead and take some calls or comments, Logan, because lots of them are coming in.
Let's take some calls. Just a few people have been holding for a long time. Let's go to Richard in Riverdale, Maryland, on line one.
Hi, Richard. Go ahead.
Yes, hi.
Yep.
I'm just wondering, does this really have anything to do with a Republican or Democrat? And then I want to say the truck driver is right.
Yes.
I didn't catch his name.
It was a great point he said. He said, you know, if he doesn't do the job right, guess what? He gets fired. So, but Richard, you asked the question, is this anything with Republicans or Democrats? I think this is the Republicans right now. I mean, the Democrats never ran on repealing Obamacare, but then the Republicans did, and including, we just played you what Shelley Moore Capito said. Her ad, which we've already played that. Now listen to her. We just played you her floor speech. So what is this, Stan?
Well, that's the main difference, is that Democrats were not sent to Washington to repeal Obamacare, and Republicans were. And to the truck driver's point, look, Jay, I think it's like him telling his future employer that he had a license to operate the vehicle that he was going to go, and then he shows up and he doesn't have it. That's the same exact thing. These senators told their voters that they were going to come to Washington and be capable of delivering what the voters wanted, and now that they're here, they're doing an about-face and doing the exact opposite.
I mean, the hypocrisy here, Andy, is pretty when you start playing these statements back, that these senators ran in their ads and in their floor speeches, the hypocrisy here is really unreal now that they're in control.
It really is. You know, how can she with a straight face confront her voters in West Virginia having done what she did? I just listened to what she said and what she said in 2015 and what she is saying now. I mean, I'm not an idiot. I can understand the plain English that she has enunciated here, and this is a hypocritical position, and she ought to be challenged in a Republican primary by somebody and beaten.
All right, look, Jordan's putting
his
hands
up. She doubled down on this. I mean, she kept doubling down. This is Capito. Call her office. This is the number you call. And you say, I want to speak to Senator Capito's office from West Virginia, 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. And you say, I want to speak to Senator Capito from West Virginia. She's already voted. And then you tell her staff, she already voted for this exact language to repeal Obamacare. She ran campaign ads about her vote. And she even gave a speech on the floor, which you've now heard, about why this is okay to do. Tell her to change her mind and vote yes. Because take a listen. She is doubling down on the floor of the Senate.
Number 50.
Later this week, the Senate will consider a bill to repeal that bill, Obamacare, a costly disaster that 4 years later, five years later, we see has cost countless people access to their doctor, access to their health care plan of their choice, and the thousands of West Virginians from my state who have lost or had to change their coverage. We ought to ask individuals and families whose premiums and deductibles have skyrocketed, and the small businesses who have been forced to cut hours and employees.
We are asking you that question, Senator. And the fact is, we are hearing from those very people that you're talking about on our broadcast right now. They're talking about the premiums going up. It was the individual that called that had the twins. $12,000 a year for his insurance plan, he says, not that great, with a $6,000 deductible. I mean, this is what's happened here, but they are making these statements. So what are we hearing online, Logan? Same.
Yeah. Phyllis just said, what changed in 2 years?
Nothing. No. Except they're in control now and it could actually become law.
Republican president who could actually sign what she voted on and gave this huge defense
of changed
into law. And she's not up for re-election, interesting, until 2020, the next presidential cycle.
Forget.
So she's got a long time. This is not somebody who's getting pressure at home to stick with Obamacare. She's probably just not getting any pressure at all because she's not up for re-election for a very long time. So the people of West Virginia listening to this broadcast should start protesting at her offices. Really?
Paul.
She has regional offices all over the state of West Virginia. You could flood those numbers. But the D.C. number is the best number to call, even if you're a West Virginian. You can go down to a regional office. That's fine. But you can especially call this number because the D.C. staff handles these matters. It's 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. You should call that today.
We also are trying to find if we can find anything on Senators Murkowski and Senators Portman.
I know Portman
on this
was running on it. Yeah. Definitely. He was definitely running on it.
So let me go to Than here. Walk everybody through what's going to happen next week so we're very clear. I want people to be clear on what's going to happen next week.
Well, here's part of the frustrating thing, Jay. It's a vote that could have taken place in January, except the very senators we're talking about insisted on trying to include replace with it, which is why we're still talking about it 7 months later. But next week, what will happen, the very first vote, is a vote on what is called a motion to proceed. It's a very simple matter. Will the Senate even open the debate on this matter? It takes 50 votes to pass. And the senators that Jordan has been talking about at this very moment, they are saying they will vote no and prevent that bill from either even coming up. We're not going to stand down, Jay. We are going to call them out for their 2015 vote, and we're going to demand that they vote yes next week to begin that debate.
I know that we've got thousands of people watching on Facebook and Periscope and on our website. I wish people radio, I just want to explain to you Andy Economo's facial expression as Than was giving this. Go ahead.
Jay, this woman, this senator from West Virginia, says Obamacare is a costly disaster. This is what I heard her say. Right. Now it's not a costly disaster. Now it's okay. Now it's a wonderful thing, and we should be supporting it, and we should be behind it. I want to make this point. I think it's important. The president of the United States has been consistent in his position, repeal and replace Obamacare. He is now being abandoned by the Republicans, many of whom Republicans, he helped get elected because he won in their states. This is not a failure of leadership on the part of the president. He is standing there pen in hand, ready to sign the legislation. This is a dismal, abysmal horrible. Failure of leadership on the part on the part of the Republicans and truthfulness on the part of the senators.
Logan, can we grab one more call in before the break here?
Going to
the
last I think so. We'll let's do it. Let's go to Ryan. He's a quick comment in Phoenix, Arizona.
Hey, Ryan, go ahead.
Hey, quick 2 points, guys. Yep. Number one, I find it ironic that McCain's receiving health care delays us solving the health care.
Well, whether you agree with Senator McCain or not, he has a very serious medical situation with a blood clot behind his eye. So I would pray for a Republican or a Democrat that's going through that situation. So, but I understand your frustration. But yes, I mean it was a serious medical condition. Go ahead though, Ryan.
Just let him defer. You know.
Well, the problem is they don't get. You know, it's interesting that the Constitution, in one sense, and the technology are different here. You have to show up and vote, and he can't show up, and you cannot defer a. You know, I don't. You can't. I'm not giving medical advice. But, you know, it was a serious enough medical situation that it had to be immediately attended. So I want to be clear on that. And our thoughts and prayers go with his family. He said, and for him, and he said he's going to, they hope he's going to be back next week to vote. So let's just leave it at that. Ryan, but go ahead and finish up your comment, though.
Okay, last point is, here's the simple solution. If they cannot figure it out, then let them repeal their health care coverage.
Yeah.
Go to Obamacare coverage, and let's see how fast it gets fixed.
Yeah, see how they like that one. Well, you know, I get that part. And of course, that's the standard that you're dealing with here. But we're playing these ads because these ads are, I mean, they say it all, and there's floor speeches. We'll have more of those for tomorrow, I'm sure. All right, we're taking a break, Logan.
Yep, that's
well,
right.
The last segment of the call, all the lines are jammed. We'll try to grab them all and do them quickly.
Yep, we'll do our best to get them. And, hey, some lines may open up while we're on break. That's at 1-800-684-3110. You can get your comments in. We have any other videos playing? Oh, I think we're just going to talk to them. Next segment? We'll see. Maybe we'll do a band video. We have an exclusive video coming up on Facebook and Periscope. If you're watching, if you're not watching, you can log over, talk to us, and see exclusive videos that we run just for those who listen and watch online. So you can find that there. Again, that's at ACLJ.org, Facebook, or Periscope.
All right, don't forget the matching challenge for the ACLJ. That's ACLJ.org. We'll be back with more, including your calls and your comments, in just a moment. Stay tuned. Back with more.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. It's a challenging time for our nation. Our values, our freedoms are under assault. That's why it's critical to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. At the ACLJ, we're engaging a number of vital issues. We're standing up in defense of life at the Supreme Court. We're challenging the Obama administration's shadow government in federal court. We're working with Congress to stop the flow of hundreds of millions of dollars a year in taxpayer funds to the abortion giant, Planned Parenthood. And we're working to replace Obamacare. The work of the ACLJ is vital, and we could not do it without your generous support. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now and call 1-877-989-2255. Or you can go online at aclj.org. thank you for your support.
We got to go right back to the callers because we got a lot of people that have been calling, so we're going to go right to the phones. We'll try to get them in the order that they called, Logan. Let's just do that.
Yeah, let's go Dennis first in Augusta, Georgia. You're on the air.
Yeah, Augusta, Georgia. Nice golf course down there, by the way. Go ahead, Dennis.
I can play it.
Yeah.
Hello, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Real quick, because I know you're busy. Number one, I'm disgusted with these elected representatives who won't do what they're told, what they say they'll do. And you're actually wrong on one thing. It's not bordering on the absurd. This is absurd.
Well, I think you're right. I was trying to be a little kind, in the kind and gentler. I completely, like, look, the frustration level, Jordan, I mean, and this is,
yeah.
Everybody understands. I mean, I'm watching the comments coming. People have really had it. When you listen to what they said and what they've said and the ads they've run and their floor speeches, and then you hear this, it is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's really absurd when you look at the situation we're in with these Republicans. I mean, they are individuals who literally, they didn't just cast this vote, but they took to the floor of the Senate, as we played from Senator Capito, defending the vote, which they knew would be vetoed by President Obama. So they didn't have to go through all of that. They did. You know why? So they could run it in their campaign ads. So they'd have footage to show in campaign ads, and outside groups could pull that who were supporting them. That's why a lot of times they make those speeches, because those are public. And then outside campaign groups that are like supporting their reelection, which she got a lot of, because it's tough to win in a state like West Virginia as a Republican statewide. And guess what? Now the tune has changed. I don't know if that's because of other interest groups that fund her campaigns, but certainly if you're going to run your campaign on it and you're going to put ads out about it and the vote comes up the exact same way that you've already voted yes on once before, why are you changing your mind? It just does not add up. The 2 years are still there for the transition. It is nothing different except for it will actually become law. And that is what people are disgusted by with these politicians. It's not their personal life. It's how they actually work or don't work for their constituents.
Well, I think that's exactly correct. And this is not something we should let people go without noticing. And that's why we're playing this evidence. All right, Logan, let's grab another call.
All right, continuing on. Let's go to line two. Let's go to Sarah in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Sarah. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi. Is there a valid reason for these Republicans that oppose the repeal of the Affordable Care Act? If so, what would that reason be?
Well, Annie, when I look at it, these are the people that went to the floor of the United States Senate saying it's got to be repealed. It was horrible for the American people and horrible for their constituents. So, I mean, no. I mean, this is, remember what we're focusing on here. And we're focusing on people that have already, senators that have already voted. They've already said yes to repeal, and they gave floor speeches saying why it was important.
That's exactly right. And to respond to the caller's question directly, as you did, no, there is no valid reason for the actions that these senators are taking. And we need to repeat who they are, I think. We're talking about Mike Lee. We're talking about Moran from Kansas. Capito, who we just heard, who I think is just an outright hypocrite as far as I'm concerned. Murkowski from Alaska, Heller, and Portman. These senators have run on a platform that they oppose Obamacare, that they're going to vote to repeal it. They supported the president in that respect. Now when the time comes, and it's really the possibility that Obamacare may no longer exist, they've reneged on their promises to their electorate.
So, Dan, how do we're holding their feet to fire. What are you doing on that front? I mean, I think it's important. We've heard from almost 200,000 people on this. We break it down state by state. Let everybody know what we're actually doing in addition to raising the alarm on this, what we're actually doing.
Well, we're weighing in directly with their offices, with their voters who care about this. And we're also reminding them of this fact, Jay. The way this is going to make these last two callers even more frustrated. I understand that. But the way this reconciliation process works, once you get on the bill, all of those senators that Andy just named, Jay, any one of them could add any amendment that they wanted. And if 50 senators voted for it, including Democrats, by the way, guess what would get added to the bill? Their idea. They are not even willing to debate it. And we are making sure they know that we understand they are just afraid of the issue altogether.
Yeah, it's preposterous. All right, let's go ahead and take some more calls. We'll get as many as we can in, Logan.
Yeah, let's go to William in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Hi, William.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, all I really wanted to say is, unfortunately, I still think a lot of this mess just comes down to their own personal contempt for Trump.
So you think it's personal as to the president? But you know, they ran on this. I mean, that's Jordan. That's the whole. I mean, even if they have, first of all, it makes no sense. I mean, this is something they ran on. So I don't give them an excuse here, Jordan.
No, absolutely not. No excuses. They campaigned on it. They voted yes. We don't need any of the people who voted no. There's only one of those. We just need the people who voted yes, and we'd be well over. We wouldn't even need Mike Pence. Wouldn't need Mike Pence.
Yep.
Just got the people who voted yes. Call their office, 202-224-3121. That's Senator Moran from Kansas, Senator Portman from Ohio, Senator Murkowski from Alaska, Senator Capito from West Virginia, and Senator Heller from Nevada. They all voted yes in December of 2015 on the exact same repeal language. Tell them, do it again. Stop saying no. Stop balking. Vote yes.
I mean, the comments coming in, people are furious. I mean, when I think when we played those ads and their floor speeches, Logan, I think people...
Well, people see that it is politics and it's all a game, regardless of the side you're on, and you need to make sure that you're actually electing people who have some guts and will stand up for it and even agree with themselves. I mean, that's where
that'd
it
be
is.
Nice, all right, if they'd agree with themselves.
Let's go to, Ann in Houston, Texas, on line six.
Hi, Ann.
Hi. Nice to talk to
Good
you.
Good to talk to you.
I used to live near Washington, D.C. in Virginia, and I can tell you that if I lived anywhere near D.C. as a Republican, even though I may not represent those states, I would be on the steps of the Capitol and in their offices telling them exactly what I think of what
they're
doing.
Well, we've encouraged people to look. I mean, right now, there's no time to organize a rally here. This is the time to get phone calls in. We've given that number multiple times. You got to call these senators, especially from those states.
Yeah, call the senators. Go to their state. If you're in those states, if you're in Kansas, Ohio, Alaska, West Virginia, Nevada, they've got offices all around the country. And, folks, we got somebody who did just that in West Virginia.
Yeah,
Spencer,
Logan, let's take this call.
On line one.
Yep.
Yep, you're on the air.
Hey, Spencer.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good. So you live in West Virginia. What happened?
Yeah, I'm in Beckley. I called the Beckley office and the Charleston office. They wouldn't answer. So I called the 202 number you all gave us, which everybody should call. It's very easy to get in touch with people. And I got a stock answer about Capito wants to repeal and replace something that's going to be good. And I said, well, it's affecting constituents. It doesn't affect her. That's why she's not doing anything. At that point, they went silent. And I said, I'm going to tell the seculars. You're probably getting calls right now because of what they're doing. And I'm going to let them know. But she had nothing to say whenever I said that it wouldn't affect her.
Go ahead.
And that's it, Spencer. You see, that's spin. She right now is the vote that will make sure Obamacare stays in place, not repeal. She's already voted yes, as you know, Spencer. Everybody else needs to do exactly what Spencer did, especially if you're listening in West Virginia. We got plenty of West Virginia listeners like Spencer. You call that number now, 202-224-3121. And whoever's answering the phone there, whether it's their interns or staff, has to take note of every call that comes in and tally this up.
All right. And Than, you're going to talk to her office and say we are hearing from people all over her state on this, including callers that just called in like Spencer.
I'll talk to them and I will directly mention that answer because, Jay, the last 7 months have been spent trying to address that repeal and replace question. And guess what they can't find? 50 votes of consensus. So they have to return to the vote that she already took and we expect her to make again.
All right. That does it for the broadcast today. On Facebook and Periscope, I got a little surprise for you coming up in a moment. But for our radio audience, thank you for listening. Give that number out again, Jordan.
Yeah, it's 202-224-3121. You want to contact Moran from Kansas, Portman from Ohio, Murkowski from Alaska, Capito from West Virginia, and Heller from Nevada. But that number gets you to any of them. You just give them the name of the senator's office you want. 202-224-3121. It's the end of our show, so it's a great time. Pick up your phone. This will take a couple of minutes. You can call any of those senators or call all four or five.
And we'll keep everybody engaged during the day here. And, of course, Facebook and Twitter, we will be as information is available. That'll do it.
It's a challenging time for our nation. Our values, our freedoms are under assault. That's why it's critical to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now and call 1-877-989-2255. Or you can go online at aclj.org.